Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and I truly mean it. This past weekend, I attended my first South Asian mental health event, and it was amazing. I saw an ad for it on Instagram and literally had no thoughts about questioning if I should go or not. No one else came with me. I didn't have anyone, and actually it worked out just perfect because you're going to feel uncomfortable doing something new and different, being in a space where you don't have your posse, you don't have your go-to person. And also, then you're open to receiving and observing and being more curious. And so that was really fun. Originally, I thought this was going to be mostly just therapists, but I was so wrong, and I'm so happy that I went. It was anyone who supports South Asian mental health. You know, and as a physician in integrative medicine, like, I shifted from traditional medicine to integrative medicine because I truly believed in the whole person healing. And then coaching, right? And so now that I specialize in coaching brown women, I knew that this was a great environment for me, but I wasn't sure how I would be received, and everyone was lovely. I got to meet people who are in all kinds of backgrounds and professions, not just the four approved ones that our parents told us we could do. You know exactly which ones I'm talking about. Artists, screenwriters, like, you name it, they were there. And I have so much joy to see that that's normal now, right? Growing up, all I heard was you're going to be a doctor when you grow up because there'll be stability in your job and you get to help people. And that's not the only career path that does that, right? And we all know that in these high demand careers, there's a lot of burnout. So one of the conversations I had with a really dynamic group of women was about our culture and the way that it's showing up more frequently in the Western world. And we started talking about, like, yoga and various types of yoga, Ayurveda, certain diets, diet trends, things like scalp massage, oiling your hair. I mean, this list can go on, but this is kind of just stuff that's coming to me right now. And they were saying, like, it's such a bummer that the people who are talking about this stuff, leading this stuff, businessing and having businesses and marketing this stuff are not from South Asia, right? They're actually white. They're or not white, but like very mainstream American, right? They were saying that that makes them mad, right? And they get frustrated that we aren't the face of this amazing work that has been done and has stemmed from our roots. So my take on this, and I kind of think this is fascinating, is I used to feel the same way. And then I realized that we grew up, and I want to say those of us who grew up in the 80s, you know, 90s, 70s, we didn't try to show that we were proud to be brown and proud to be different, right? As a first generation immigrant, we were trying to assimilate, right? That was like safety. That was a way we were going to get through, you know, to our careers and just get there, kind of go under the radar, you know, just assimilate. And now everything's different, right? It is highlighted, right? Like, I'm different. Even people who did not originate from, you know, the East are picking names, right? I just want to say like celebs, right? They're picking names that are more ethnic. They're, you know, like the lifestyle is, you know, closer to the Eastern lifestyle. So when everyone is saying like, it makes me so mad that we don't, you know, like we don't, we're not the face of this stuff. And I said, guys, if something from our culture is there and someone else is picking it up, it's only because we didn't. And there's no point in being mad. They're picking it up because it's amazing. There's so much value in it. And we chose and decided not to hone into that value, not to see the value. And even if we saw it, we decided to stay silent, which totally lines up with our being brown MO, right? Like fly on the wall, camouflage, don't speak up, seen but not heard, right? So of course, even if we saw value in these things, we weren't open about it. So don't get mad. Pick it up yourself. What are things that you think of, and I want to hear from you guys, that you think originated from, you know, Asia, South Asia, that, you know, are being marketed and sold here. Meditation, right? And there's this whole, like, people talk about Deepak Chopra, right? You know what? Like, easily you can be like, oh, he's just selling it. I want to say, you know what? If he didn't do it, then this wouldn't be available to people unless someone else picked it up. So I want to say kudos to him for picking it up. Yes, you may have a lot of thoughts and feelings about like him giving credit to where it came from. And I'm not saying that that's off the table as far as discussion goes. But what I want to say is like, pick it up, right? When I came into the coaching space and I was going through my own trauma and my own struggles in my personal life, and the reason that I really came into coaching was because of, you know, my marriage. I struggled in my marriage. I struggled in, you know, my identity and who I was as a woman, who I was as a mother, who I was as a wife. Like, I was a giver, right? But it's a two-way stream and I didn't even know that. And so I don't want to blame everyone else. Like, I kept saying that I'm going to be giving, 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 right? I had to learn, right? And I learned the I did therapy for a little while. Our next episode is going to be about therapy versus coaching, by the way. I did therapy and I was so grateful to my therapist to help stabilize me. She was not of South Asian background, right? And so, but she was very open and so we were able to make growth. I tried to explain why certain things were done a certain way. And also I want to say that, you know, like going into the coaching space, again, growth and also nobody kind of looked like me. Nobody looked like me. Like my coaches, nobody looked like me. And that didn't stop me, right? Because that's normalized. We kept going. But what I get to do and what is such a gift for me is instead of being upset about, oh, there isn't a coach who understands our culture, I decided to pick it up. And I love it. I love what I do. I know there's people out there who are hesitant. One of my clients said to me once, and I may have mentioned this to you guys before, is like, before she hired me, she hired a white coach. And I asked her, oh, how did that go? Like, you know, why are you, like, why didn't you continue? Or why are you choosing to work here? She said, because I was really grateful for the support I got, but I was definitely not opening up to the parts of me that are so specific to our culture. And I wanted to go deeper and grow in this space. And I knew that you could see right through me and you would know that that was not the real me. That wasn't the deeper version of me. And I wanted to get there and I knew you'd help me. So I picked it up and I'm so proud of myself, even if I know it's way easier, guys, for me. I'll tell you, I have clients who are not just South Asian, but who are not just brown. And it's way easier to market like mental health outside our community because we have focused so much in our community on survival And we've gone through so much, right? Like colonization, war after war, right? There's been a lot of scarcity and a lot of fear. So of course we have been focused on survival, but now many of us, we're thriving, right? We're not worried about how are we going to pay for the rent or mortgage. We're not worried about like basic necessities. So let's take a moment and think about our own mental health. Think about the mental health in our community. I've picked it up. Many other people have too. Hire someone to help you who understands you, your culture, your family, your relationships. What a gift, right? Will you grow anywhere? Of course you will, as long as you're open and vulnerable. But do you want to make it to that deeper level where you really, really get to the root of all the issues? Hire, if you want a therapist and you need one, go to someone who understands your culture. If you've done therapy and want to get to the next level and flourish and grow and have goals, hire a coach who understands your culture, whatever that may be. Can it be true the opposite? Yes, we can all work with anybody. But when you have such a specific background, don't drop it. Let it be picked up. So that's my message for you guys today. Don't get mad. Pick it up. And this is my invitation to you guys. Stop letting things go and say it'll get better when. It'll get better if someone else changes. It's time, pick up your phone and reach out. And I'd love for you to reach out to me to ask, like, are we a good fit? Pick up your phone and book a consultation for my coaching program called the Brown Empowerment Mindset. I do one-on-one private coaching, 45 minutes, once a week, three times a month. It's probably going to be the best decision. Not probably. It is going to be the best decision you made because it was the best decision I made. And we don't have to question any of the cultural things. I already know. You know. We'll start where you are. Okay? Have a lovely day. Bye, guys. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.